Missouri Beef Industry Council is a founding partner of the Grow Gallery at the St. Louis Science Center. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. Gallery manager Maddie Ernest values the partnership.
It's been really important to our ability to talk about agriculture and ranching in the United States.
More on Brownfield after this.
Who needs music when you can listen to the savory sounds of beef? The sizzling, popping, and crackling of a bone-in prime rib roast over an open fire. That's music to our ears. Add beef to your next holiday playlist with our shoppable holiday recipes. Only at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers. Nicely done, beef. Chestnuts tip their hats to you this holiday, because they aren't the only things roasting on an open fire. From tenderloins and prime ribs to briskets and tri-tips, you always make this the most drool-worthy time of the year. Browse our shoppable holiday recipes only at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
The Grow Gallery at the St. Louis Science Center features several components dedicated specifically to telling the story of beef and how it is raised in the United States. Gallery manager Maddie Ernest.
We have one whole game that tells the story from pasture to plate. So how are they raised, and then how do they get to their end stage? It's an engaging game-like fashion. So they get to, like, bid, they get to round up the cattle, they get to send them on their way to essentially their processing place. So it's really, really fun. And then outside, we have a game that teaches a little bit about how cows are able to transform grass into food. So they're able to play this little game where they run a ball through essentially their digestive system. And then most recently, we've added a series of videos that tell the story of different ranchers and farmers in the state of Missouri. So it's a really a neat way for people to put a face to the farmers in Missouri. We've also been able to weave the story of beef into other new exhibits we have. For example, we have these soil cores, and through those, we talk about how different areas of the state lend themselves to different types of farming. So, you know, you hear a lot of times maybe people will say, well, why don't we just grow more food there? And through this little interactive, we talk about how there's some land where it's just not tenable to grow corn or soy, and it's a better use for the land to have animals and to have cattle on that property. And I would say the final place where we also have woven in the story of beef into the whole of agriculture is through an exhibit we added where we talk about the journey of corn and how corn is processed. And so we're able to talk about how corn goes into making animal feed, but also even the byproducts from ethanol production, how that can get turned into feed for cattle.
Ernest says the Grow exhibit, which opened in June of 2016, can truly be a bridge between urban and rural areas. She tells Brownfield exhibits are accessible to people of all ages. Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.